I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Good evening, Marissa.
Good evening.
I had to say that because it's dark.
Well, it does get dark a lot earlier now.
Or it could be early in the morning, but no, we're doing this late, mm-hmm. So our schedules were so crazy. We're having trouble finding times to record.
We are. That's okay. This works too.
It does, but you know what it means? We're both way too busy.
Yeah.
But wait, that's a perspective, isn't mm-hmm. it? Hmm.
I like to think that my life is full of really good things.
I love that. It's almost as though you were intentional about preparing for a podcast where we're going to talk about perspective. Because mm-hmm. it just happened.
Yep.
But no, we couldn't say it just happened. We're just really good at it.
We are.
So maybe that's what we'll say. So the post that went out this morning is titled, "It Looked Completely Different." Mm-hmm. So when you saw the title without seeing the text, did you think I was nuts?
No, I think I've learned that I am often surprised.
I like that. I'm often surprised at the titles that Dave sends. So let me kind of walk people through the post. So, you know, I started my post by saying, it's been a long day. My eyes feel tired and my head hurts. And that was really what was happening. But then I put, I'm just exhausted from a good day. And mm-hmm. it was Monday. And it was a really good day. It was a busy day. I was going like crazy. I don't remember what my attitude was. Oh, it might have been something like start strong or focus or something, because I knew that things that start well end well. Anyways, but I started, I leaned back, I put my hands on my head, I leaned back in my chair, and I looked at the wallpaper on my monitor, and the picture that I had seen for 3 years looked completely different. It was, the colors just popped. And the picture is a picture of my son, Tim, driving our old, we have an old ski Nautique that we rebuilt so that we could water ski. It had a blown engine. And we rebuilt it. So it's not a fancy boat. It's not an expensive boat. It's just a fast ski boat. And he was driving across Otisco Lake, and the water just seemed bluer. The boat is kind of gray and red with red stripes, and the red looked so rich, and the green trees were like this deep, you know, green. It just was amazing. And then I like, whoa, what? And then I like, is it my glasses? What's going on here? And then I leaned up in my chair and it went back to this. It's still a nice picture, but it's just kind of blah. And then when I leaned back in my chair again, oh my goodness, there it is. And so now I have to figure out how to fix the picture permanently. But you were saying maybe like an Instagram filter or something. I'll have to play with it. I don't know. But it hit me that, wait a minute, what changed? And it was the angle, the perspective that I was looking at the screen. And so then, as I often do, I have these kind of whacked out thoughts from time to time. And I said, so what else in my life could look completely different if I changed my perspective? Are there things in life that could be, that might be negative, or I'm viewing negative, that if I changed my perspective, could be positive? Now, I've used this example before. Like, I'm a somewhat impatient person. No, I'm a very impatient person, not somewhat. And when I'm driving down the road, it drives me nuts when people are going slow in front of me. Now, I don't engage in road rage of any kind, but it's like, don't you realize I have some place to go? And I remember once driving down a road, and I was so, it was like a country road type of thing where you can't pass. The speed limit's 55, and this person in front of me was probably doing, I don't know, 50. It just seemed like it was 30, but it was probably 50. And all I wanted to do was pass him. And I'm stuck behind him, and I get around this one turn, and wouldn't you know, there was a state trooper parked, checking for speed. If that person had not been in front of me, I probably would have gotten a ticket, because I probably wouldn't have gone 60. Because I was in a hurry. So now what I try to do when I get into those scenarios is I try to say, all right, why am I being slowed down? Maybe there's some divine intervention here and the good Lord's just saying, you know, don't be stupid. You're going to get a ticket. So he put somebody in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some depth in this thought. So does this changing of a perspective make sense to you? Is it something you've heard before? Or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think I've maybe mentioned this before, about a year ago, on one of our episodes, about how I had read a little bit on the topic because I think I saw something like an Instagram post or a blog post that piqued my interest, and about shifting your perspective, the way you look at things that tend to feel like a burden,
mm-hmm.
especially like household chores or yes. just things, that list of things that you just really don't feel like doing. And so I've tried to change the way I look at things. So, you know, a house to clean means a roof over my family's head. Like yep. you know, laundry is really, you know, I'm lucky to be able to have all of these outfits to choose from and take care of.
Right.
Grocery shopping. Like, I've shifted my perspective on grocery shopping because I used to feel like it was a chore and it was isolating and I just wanted to get it done as quickly as possible. Now I've changed my perspective and this is a time for me to pop in my AirPods, listen to a podcast or an audiobook or something enjoyable, and purchase things that I can use to make meals that my family will enjoy. And it definitely changes how I feel about grocery shopping and makes it more enjoyable because it is something I have to do anyways.
Right.
Or you can, you can Instacart, I guess. Now we have the delivery, but I don't like to do yes. that. So
yes. It's amazing what you can get delivered to your house today.
Yes.
So I'm just glad that there aren't drones delivering things to my house. That just, for some reason, that would freak me out.
It'll happen.
I know it will. But I love how you were intentional about shifting the perspective of things that were chores
mm-hmm.
to things that were now a benefit or a blessing to you. That's awesome. You know, I saw a quote, and I know you saw the same quote.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Dyer said this: change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. And that's so true. Changing the way we look at things really changes those things. They're different. You know, in any situation that we face in life, we can shift a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at it differently. We can, you know, I think you've done it with chores. One of the things that I thought about when I was looking at the monitor was, what if I had an employee and I wasn't happy with them? For whatever reason, I just thought, well, they're not a good fit. But if I could shift my perspective of the way I looked at them, maybe I have them doing the wrong things. Maybe they are the right person. They're just in the wrong job. You know, I think it's just, it's so, I think this, and you and I talked before we started the podcast, that this might be a really short podcast, because I think the key behind this podcast isn't to listen to us talk about it. It's to really think about what in your life you might need to shift a perspective on. You know, I've talked about this, and I use this example all the time in my classes, where you get what you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
type of thing, and that, you know, if let's say we're talking about a marriage or a relationship, if I focus on negatives, I will find more negatives. But if I shift it up and I say I'm going to look for the positives, I will find more positives. We really find what we're looking for. And I think that's a perspective piece. I had a friend one time that did that in a marriage relationship, where this person came and they were talking to me and they just kept seeing a bunch of negatives. And I just said to him, hey, what if you shifted and looked for positives? And in no time at all, the whole relationship shifted. It was a perspective. It doesn't mean the negatives are gone. It's just I'm not dwelling on them.
And I think it's the lens that we look through as, you know, we're looking at employees or relationships or
yes.
anything is influenced by the stories that we're telling ourselves. So
ooh, yes.
if you think about the employee, for example,
yep.
you might have the story like they're lazy, they're not useful, they aren't skilled in what they're supposed to be doing. That's a story that you're telling yourself, and it could that story might be influenced by just one bad experience, or even worse, we are influenced by what other people think and what other people yes. tell us.
Yes.
And that and we formulate these stories, and they become so strong, and that creates this lens. And if we don't take the time to reevaluate the stories that we're telling ourselves, and that essentially is the way we're looking at things, we can become really bogged down by those
right.
negative stories, and they can really get in the way of things. When if we take the opportunity to step back and question, okay, why am I thinking this way? Is it true? Is it, you know, how can I shift my perspective to look at this a different way?
Right. Right. That is so true. And you know, when you were talking about the stories we tell ourselves, those stories that we tell ourselves become reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy, so to speak.
Yep.
I did a little bit of, you know, quick Google searches here on, you know, how do you change a perspective? And there was one thing that this is something that I've been saying a lot in a lot of my classes, and it's just shifting our mindset from can I or can't I to how can I?
Mm-hmm.
That simple shift, when we go to how can I, we're assuming that there's a solution. So that's a really powerful tool. And I made one note that I made here for myself is stop thinking in absolutes. There are very, very few absolutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember once hearing, I was at a session with John Maxwell, and he said, you know, when I was much younger, I was certain of so many things. And he said, as I get older, I'm certain of less things. And he says, I'm really only certain of a few things, but he says, now those things that I am certain of, I am very sure of. And I thought that was a great way of saying it. As we age, there are less absolutes. We realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are those foundational pieces in our lives that become more clear. Consider the other person's perspective. Look for something positive. That's really what you're doing. You're looking for the positive in a lot of things. Looking for a bigger picture. Like, am I too narrow in my view of something, or am I too narrow in the situation? What's going on here? Maybe there's a bigger plan in place that I'm not seeing. Showing gratitude, that changes us dramatically. This one I thought was great. Just smile. And smiling changes our emotional makeup. It just, and I remember once, I think it was our first Live to Lead
mm-hmm.
that had Valerie Burton, and she said, even if you put a pencil in your teeth, it changes the muscles that you're using in your face, and your brain releases different chemicals,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was really cool. This is one that I probably should try, get in a workout.
I was just going to mention that, yeah. actually.
I probably should.
Not that you yeah. need to work out. That's a good way to.
Well, I do. Yeah, you haven't seen me for a while. I probably, certainly, absolutely do. Here's one. This is great too to help change your perspective. Help other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I've said this before that when my kids were younger and I was really really busy as a plant manager. At one Tuesday night a month, our church, some of the people from our church would go visit an old, you know, lady in our church, and we'd sing for her and just spend some time with her. And I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. I was busy. I had things to do. I was tired. But within 5 minutes of being there, my whole perspective changed. And I was happy on the way home. And what I was doing was trying to do something for other people. You know, if you ever think that you've got a lousy situation in life, go volunteer once at the rescue mission to serve meals.
Mm-hmm.
Find a person. And in fact, there was a My dad used to tell the story of a friend that he and my mom had when they were first married, who battled a lot of, she just had a lot of negative thoughts that she was battling. Like, you know, I don't think she was clinically depressed because, you know, and I'm not diminishing that whatsoever at all, but she used to come to my parents' house frequently, would talk about how down she was, and, you know, she'd want my parents to pray with her and things like that. And all of a sudden, she moved away. And my dad said that the letters were still kind of very negative, but then she met an old man who was blind, who was a lawyer. And once she started reading for him, my dad said they never got a depressing, downcast letter from her again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perspective. You're helping other people. I love this one. Take a nap.
Ooh, sign me up.
Yeah, and the point is, if we're not resting enough, our perspectives are all, the mm-hmm. lenses are all dirty. That's one way to put it.
Yeah, foggy lenses.
Foggy lenses. Man, if you are not sleeping enough, shame on you. And I understand, like, you know, the situation you and Derek have with little ones. Now, it might be getting a little bit easier.
Ugh.
You know.
No.
As lean as, no? Okay. But, because I remember when, you know, when we had little ones, man. But we really need 7 to 9 hours of sleep, depending on our age.
Mm-hmm.
So, get some rest. This one, I've thought about, write down the negative thoughts. Have you ever heard that? Do people say write it down?
No. I've never heard writing down negative thoughts. Well, you know, maybe if you're going to, like, crumple them up and then throw them in the trash, or, like, put them through the shredder as a means of, like, letting them go.
Well, yeah. Well, what this person said was, you write down the negative thoughts so that you can, like, almost articulate it and then process it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm owning up to this negative thought, and now I don't. By writing it down, you've kind of got it out of your system. You know, my mom used to say that a lot of times if she was upset with somebody, she'd write them a letter, and then she'd throw the letter away.
Yeah.
She'd never mail it, but at least she got the feelings out, so to speak. So I kind of looked at it as you're owning the negative thought, and then you can process it away when you write it down.
Right.
It doesn't haunt you anymore. So that might actually work.
Mm-hmm.
Positive affirmations are huge. You know, say positive thoughts to yourself. Like, think, focus on thinking differently. And it should bring about a change in your perspective. And you're you've been doing this for, like, did you say a year that you've been changing the way you view things?
I think.
Like household chores and.
I think it's been longer than a year. I think I talked about it a year ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not perfect by any means, but I came across some articles and was reading them and would really have tried to shift my perspective. I mean, of course, I've also shared that my mom and my dad are always reminding me that, you know, the power of my thoughts and how to reframe things. So they are very good at reminding me when it's time to do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, for me, one of the things that's really helped me too, I think that choosing my attitude, that daily attitude choice that I make, and I don't do it on the weekends as much. I do it sometimes, but I don't send the emails out. But when I do that, and the fact that I have committed to sending it to people, you know, it's got to be a real, and you know how many times I've done it because I started in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've missed a lot of days.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I missed some. Like this week, I actually said on one day, I'm going to use the same one for 2 days. So I didn't send it out the next day, but it does make a difference because I'm shifting a perspective. I'm trying to hold a lens. Maybe that's the best way to put it. I'm choosing a lens that I want to see things through for that day in my attitude. And it really does make a difference. You know, the one that I had chosen the other day was either calm or calmness. I forgot how I worded it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said to me, just keep reminding yourself or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It worked. It was calmness.
Yep.
And there were several times, and the reason why I chose it was because I had two very, very crazy days. It really worked.
Mm-hmm.
I started to get anxious and I say, no, this isn't anything worth getting anxious about. I was changing a perspective. still busy, still crazy. It's not worth getting worked up about. It's just a day. It's just a schedule. It'll pass. So my goal was, again, for this, was that you and I could encourage people to look at things differently, especially people. That was the first thought I had, you know, when my wallpaper on my monitor at my desk looked completely different. It was, wow, that was cool. Okay, what's different? How I looked at it. And I thought, how many employees did I not help grow because I didn't think they could? Or how many employees did I not encourage to stay even? Maybe I didn't fire them, but maybe I just let them go because they didn't see I was invested in, because I didn't see potential. Maybe I wasn't looking right.
And I think before we can completely shift our perspective on how we look at others, I think we need to shift our perspective on how we look at ourselves.
Ooh.
Because we, you know, like you mentioned, the self-fulfilling prophecies, and like, yes, I mentioned the stories, you know, if we can't really look at ourselves in a positive lens and think about how, you know, how we're behaving and how, if we're really living the life we want to live, then it's really hard to practice with others. It's more difficult. And so I think, sure, like, I think I heard it on a podcast where this one woman shared that the way she does that is in those moments where she needs a reminder, or she needs like a positive affirmation or something to just reset her perspective, is, mm-hmm, she'll say, like, I'm doing the best I can right now. Mm-hmm. And there are times, and it works. You know, I mean, it might be a little different variation for other people, but there are times when, like, I'm feeling, you know, I set out to be like this calm mom, and I'm going to take the kids out and we're going to have a great day. And then we get there and it's mayhem. And yeah, I just remind myself, you know, I recognize that this isn't going the way I wanted it to. Maybe I'm telling myself a story that Isla's not behaving, but maybe the reality is she needs a nap. And sure, I try to just reset and think, like, okay, I'm doing the best I can right now. And, yep, and Isla is doing the best she can right now. And just kind of move forward and shift the perspective and think, instead of spiraling into this negativity.
Sure. Absolutely true. Yeah, that was great. So we change the perspectives of ourselves. We change the perspectives of situations. We change the perspectives of others, of how we view others, and we change the future.
Changing the world over here.
We are. And good Lord knows it needs some changing. Or at least we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you think we need to talk about on this topic?
No, but I am going to ask you if you know what you're planning on talking about next week.
I don't. But you know what? I might get really tired, slouch down in my seat, and come up with something inspired before Monday. And feel inspired. So, you know, I'm going to be traveling with my wife this weekend, mm-hmm, for a meeting that I have to attend. And that's always a wonderful experience. So I'm sure something will come up.
Great.
Between now and then. How about anything special for you? Anything we're taking off, or we're checking off the list, not taking off the list?
Well, this week we've checked some things off. I took the girls apple picking on a weekday, so it wasn't so busy. And then as a result, we made some homemade applesauce. This weekend, I am going to be visiting with a friend, so I don't think we have any plans for the weekend to check anything off this weekend.
Okay. Well, if you find something, make sure you let us know, because, you know, all of us keep wanting to figure out how to make our bucket list for the seasons even better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to follow you, and
we're moving along. We're making really good progress.
All right, good. So I've actually started thinking about my bucket list for, you know, the Christmas, Thanksgiving to Christmas thing. So
just say it. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.